brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Makes you realize that if there's even one thing we can do to keep our children and our communities safe, there's just one step we can take to prevent more families from feeling what they feel after they've lost a loved one.
In 2012, there were more blacks aborted in New York City than born. Which is to say, while people will march up and down the streets for high-profile slayings, many of those same people don't seem to care that the biggest scourge to their communities isn't gangs or drugs, but the right to choose. Equally chilling is that over 50% of aborted babies in Georgia are black. One of the most visible processors of abortion is Planned Parenthood, which was once known as the Birth Control League, a Margaret Sanger organization.
Eugenics movement was once again used by the American Birth Control League. The Margaret Sangers of those days did not come out and say they were trying to eliminate black people. What they did say, they were trying to rid society of the feeble-minded. They were trying to rid the society of the criminal. Well, she was successful simply because of her eugenics friends for the past 50 years had put those labels on minorities and African Americans, and therefore society was more or less desensitized. In effect, the code words hid the agenda of Margaret Sanger and the eugenists.
Whether you're pro-choice or not, please be aware that the reason Planned Parenthood buildings are so prevalent in minority neighborhoods is to kill minorities.
Don't put it on the tax bin.
We understand?
Don't put it on the tax bin, okay? I don't wish to pay for the baby with my money.
You'd rather profit.
Okay, you get it?
You would rather profit off of those children?
No, I'm not profiting. I, as a taxpayer, do not wish to pay for those babies to be born and brought up and kill those people in Colorado. Go ahead and pay for that. Let me see you adopt one of those babies.
In Mississippi, 72% of aborted babies are black. The numbers also show that more than a few white children are regularly aborted. It's a shame when anyone is murdered, even when the murderer happens to be your own mother. Many women are led to believe that their child isn't a person until it's actually born.
When do you think life starts?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant to the conversation. But I mean, for me, I'm a mother of three children. For me, life began when I delivered them.
Many naysayers will tell you that the majority of Planned Parenthood's operation doesn't involve abortion. Well, can we get rid of the percent that does involve abortion? The work of Sanger is still alive and well today, with the likes of Mrs. Clinton singing her praises.
I admire Thomas Jefferson. I admire his words and his leadership, and I deplore his unrepentant slaveholding. I admire Margaret Sanger being a pioneer in trying to empower women to have some control over their bodies, and I deplore statements that you have referenced. That is the way we often are when we look at flawed human beings. There are things that we admire and things we deplore.
I rarely agree with Mrs. Clinton on anything, but she's right to point out that President Jefferson also treated blacks in a less than human fashion. He should also be known for the 1807 Act prohibiting importation of slaves.
Yes, Jefferson was a slaveholder, but he included bold anti-slavery language in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence. That was removed. As president on March 2, 1807, Jefferson signed the Act prohibiting importation of slaves. This act took effect in 1808 and was the earliest allowed under the Constitution.
So the next time someone demands that you give up your rights to save just one child, remind them that their pro-choice stance has killed millions since Roe v. Wade. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
You have 43%. Of all abortions performed in this country, performed on black babies. We're only 12% of the population. In the state of New York in 2008, more black babies were aborted than born. Now, it doesn't matter what your politics is on that. Again, those numbers, though, are very true.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Inc. NORAD has declared DEFCON 3 Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
I repeat, Scramble All Alert Aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning south out at NORDCAP, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning move is not to let.
That's a flashback to the 80s in the movie War Games, where the computer starts to launch a nuclear war on its own. And now we have, in the last 5 years, autonomous drones, where the robots are making the decisions in the air
They just declassified that last year, that it had been going on for 4 years before that. We're now 5 years into it. The British, the French, the United States, all part of the NATO system now, are already shifting from pilots controlling the drones who get medals that are more prestigious than Purple Hearts, by the way, for their valor in the air-conditioned pods in the desert out in places like Arizona. Then, of course, places in Maryland, they're at CIA headquarters. It's absolutely ridiculous, and humans are being taken out of the equation. And when you see humans being taken out of the equation, you can get total government control of information. And this whole missing flight with this Malaysian Airlines that we're now a week and a half into is a giant distraction from the situation that's continuing to escalate in Ukraine with Russia and the EU, with the U.S. in the middle of it. It is distracting from Obamacare being an absolute nightmare. And while all this is going on, I monitor television, and I don't really watch mainline television, but I flip through it, or I'm in restaurants, or I'm at the gym, and all I see, this morning I was at the gym, was Obama. They have like 10 TVs in there in front of the bikes and ellipticals and treadmills. And every time I'd look up, working out, I would see Obama on ESPN chatting it up, doing a comedy piece. Or then I would see Obama on some Comedy Central show with a piece of it playing on the news. And then it would be Michelle Obama. And then it would be Hillary. And it was just all positive news. And see, they've lost control of the newspapers. They've lost control of the online news. The mainline dinosaur television is dead. I mean, MSNBC, CNN, it's just a total facade. Literally, almost no viewers. It's a complete hoax, fraud, joke. Everybody knows that. But we need to focus more on the fact that about 80% of Americans don't even really watch news. That's on record. Some numbers are even higher, closer to 85%. They do watch the NFL. They do watch NBA. They do watch baseball. They do watch sitcoms. They do watch Comedy Central. They do watch all the, quote, entertainment, and it is just loaded with state propaganda and garbage. And it's been loaded for a long time since the Cold War. That was kind of the excuse to have anti-communist propaganda in there. But that set the precedent now to where it's communist propaganda and globalist propaganda, and it goes on and on and on. Movie stars, rock stars, hip-hop stars, Justin Bieber, LeBron James, all these low-grade morons up there pushing Obamacare. Ladies and gentlemen, I try to watch any cop drama, any sitcom, anything. It is anti-male, anti-family, gay agenda. And again, I'm not even against anybody, but my Lord, you turn on the TV, gay, 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 gay. I mean, I'm sick of it, man. I mean, I like what Marilyn Monroe looks like, but I don't go watch her movies. Most of them are pretty stupid. Some like it hot's funny. But, I mean, I'm not going to watch a marathon on Turner Classic Movies of Marilyn Monroe. I sure don't want to watch a marathon of people making jokes against heterosexuals and talking about how great gay people are today. Folks, it's becoming a cult, trying to dominate society, just like every other group becomes a cult throughout history. Before the Roman Empire collapsed, they had gay cults basically running it. And, I mean, it's just a major sign, and Camille Paglia, who's a lesbian's written about this, that when all this stuff starts up and gets to this point, you get ready for society to collapse. The whole Olympics weren't about ice skating or downhill skiing or the ski jump. It was all about gay, 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 gay. I mean, I can't let my children watch any mainline television. I can't take them to movies. I have to pre-screen everything because they're assaulting them. And then the kids out there, doesn't matter if my kids don't see all this, other kids do. And you would think that there isn't a universe out there, there aren't any discoveries. It's all just what Michelle Obama wore today and what Hillary's doing and how great she is and how fantastic everything is, and, you know, in the government, and how wonderful Obamacare is, and how wonderful tap water is, and how wonderful vaccines are, and how horrible gun owners are. And I mean, it is just pure, unadulterated sludge. And you can tell how propagandized and how sick our society has gotten when you watch television. And the guys were able to pull it up. He was on, Obama, I guess, was on SportsCenter yesterday, and they're putting it on every other channel. I mean, I can't watch. Sometimes I'm on a business trip, you know, covering a story. I'll get in at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock from working. I'll put on cable, try to watch the late night, you know, show, or try to watch something else. It's all about Obama making him a rock star, trying to prop up the facade. And now Obama, they're saying, wants to host ESPN. Is that the headline I just saw? Obama, I want to host ESPN Sports Center when I retire. I mean, this is just disgusting. It's all about how he's a regular guy, and he's on all these comedy shows, and Funny or Die, and it just goes on and on. So I've directed years ago my crew, who are great people, my reporters, my investigative journalists, writers, everybody, we need to focus more on the entertainment, myself included, because we focus on news all day, but the way we're going to get to the general public is by hijacking their propaganda stories with Obama and the globalists and the rest of it and making fun of it via satire with review shows. And again, in amongst everything else I'm doing, if I had the time and energy, that's really my plan, is have like a 5-minute segment every night where I give commentary on the nightly news, on entertainment and propaganda, and review it and decipher it for people. And the problem isn't finding the propaganda. It's like you throw your nets into the ocean and the whole ship starts sinking because there's so many fish in the net. I mean, it is just an orgy, an explosion, a flash fire, a flash flood of BS. And it makes my head spin. Meanwhile, flesh-eating bacteria is spreading all over the place. Super diseases are forming. GMO is getting into the DNA of humans, wrecking our genetics on record. Cancer's off the chart. I mean, you know, we are in a mega crisis. Humanity is in a mega crisis, whether it's real in the economy or not. Regardless, whether it is unsustainable or they're making it unsustainable via Agenda 21, we are going on a civilization level, industrial level, collapse trajectory, guaranteed. British Ministry of Defense, Pentagon reports, NASA reports, Harry Dent, just Ron Paul, myself, countless others, Gerald Celente, just everyone knows who actually is studying things that we're on a collision course for incremental collapse. And it is engineered. Dent agreed with me yesterday. Because it's easier to not manage things well. It's easier not to build a renaissance because then you've got uppity, informed, powerful people that you've got to deal with and you can't keep control of everyone. So they've decided to only have high-tech reservations and government reservations and corporate reservations that are ultra-high-tech, ultra-luxury, ultra-security, literally in dome cities. In fact, that's what the elite say they're going to. Dome cities offshore. This is mainstream news. Dome cities in the country where they have filtered, domed cities. Domed reservations. And the rest of us are going to be outside of this with our resources pumped into these people as the robots then phase us out and replace us. We are being engineered. We are being acclimated. We are being actuaried. We are being phased in a long-term, full-spectrum warfare system to put our energy, our creativity into the building of the robot takeover technocracy that is only another phase into then having the robots be able to produce everything so we become fully domesticated and at the whim of the robots for social engineering to then phase us out with controlled plagues, bio attacks, chemical engineering, bioengineering. I mean, you think 10,000 plus percent increase in pediatric cancer is bad now? Try 100,000 in 20 years. So just, and if you start saying the government did it, the government did it, the robot SWAT team's going to arrive and kill your butt. And everybody else says, hey, be quiet. They've got the treatments to help us. You know, when half your kids have already died of cancer. And it's a total control system, and I've seen their whole plan and how they're rolling it out. And they're quite public about it as well. So while you're busy worried about the Malaysian flight and Michelle Obama's biceps, the snapping turtle's biceps, we are going into a high-tech hell pit.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere. Like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Every day, scores of news articles come across my desk like this one. Bridgeport man faces felony after speaking too long at township board meeting. Yeah, that's in Bridgeport Township. And that's the same thing goes on here in Austin, Texas. The mayor threatens to arrest people and says it like he's the king of the earth if they're not, quote, polite to him, and says it in a real chilling voice. He might as well just wear a Darth Vader helmet like the guy from Spaceballs and imagine he's powerful. Because they're perched on top of us, folks. They know they have a 6% approval rating. And they hope the police, whose pension funds they've already robbed, are going to go along with them while they gut everything. Because freedom threatens them. But I see stacks of these articles every day. I mean, literally. A Bridgeport man faces a felony charge after he was arrested by police at a township board meeting when he refused to stop talking past the 3-minute time limit for public comment. He was arrested during the meeting by police officers after violating the township's 3-minute time limit for people making public comments and refusing to stop talking when township officials told him to. It was the man's 59th birthday, according to public records. And they're now charging him with felonies for it. And there's video now that's been released of the meeting. And they just go on to say that he'd file Public Information Act request, and they're charging him with a felony. So better not go talk or you'll be disappeared. And there's video of that. Now, continuing, here's another one. CBS News Connecticut. Gun tattoo mistakenly brings heavily armed police to main man's home. They were looking through the window while they trimmed his trees, and he was asleep, he works at night, and saw a tattoo of a gun, which, by the way, last time I checked in Maryland, was still legal. If you jump through the hoops, and the police came, a SWAT team. And, by the way, folks, I've told you about the carpet cleaner 15 years ago. Two carpet cleaners, the cleaner and his assistant, went in my radio studio at my house at the time. And there was a shotgun on the wall, didn't have children then, pump shotgun, Winchester Defender, $300 shotgun. And they freaked out, and the guy said, I can't do this, and left and called the police on me. Because that gun was illegal. Of course, it wasn't illegal, but they don't care. That's how America works. People all over Texas I know who have big ranches, small ranches, you name it, I don't care if you live in the middle of nowhere. The police are coming when you shoot because the Californians have now colonized us and they rule with an iron fist of power. They see you yell at your kid when they're out in the street or spank them. That's not against the law. CPS is coming. And if they can, they're going to sell your kid down the river and put him on a bunch of drugs. Because they rule. This is their country now. And they love the government abusing them. They love tripling in health care prices. They love death panels because LeBron James said so. And just like the man we're showing on screen clearly doesn't resist him, the police, like in a third world dictatorship, grabbing,
yep, this is going on now.
Drag him out and charge him with a felony. And let me tell you, they'll get a jury in that town to put him in jail for 10 years. And then their neighbors will put them in jail, too, because they like it. They want this country to go down. They want due process out the window, and they're going to get it. Gun tattoo mistakenly brings heavily armed police to main man's home. That's like the person that was eating the pastry, and it looked like the shape of a gun to the other kids. And the police came. They responded to the pink pastry. Here's another article. Student arrested, expelled for pocket knife found in car during a routine search at the martial law facility. Yeah, I remember cases of valedictorians and people that had their degrees stripped because on the last day of school they brought a package of Dixie knives, forks, and spoons. The one girl got caught bringing a pie to her teacher, was having an after-school party with her teachers, and the school police officer walked in and saw the Dixie butter knife that has a serrated edge. And needless to say, she went to appeals court over it and got it reversed and was able to keep her degree. I remember that. This is total mind control, folks. This is America. The banks are stealing trillions. We're wide open. The government ships in the narcotics publicly. But if the valedictorian brings a pie and some coffee for her teachers, you're going to lose your degree, honey. And if you got a shotgun on your wall in Texas, the police are coming. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming, they're coming. Principal loses job for instructing students to speak English. That's the headline on drudgereport.com right now. It's all part of the new freedom. Oh, Alex, where's the tyranny? It's not bad. Where's the problem? I mean, sure, they're listening to everything we do. We have the biggest prison population in the world. Our cancer rate's the highest in the world. Everything's fine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last week, Ares Armor, that makes lower receivers for AR-15s, got an injunction against the ATF raiding them without warrants and taking their customer list and seizing their gun parts. Because, I mean, and I've had all the top experts on, what they're doing is totally legal and lawful. But the ATF, you know, does stuff like if a semi-auto gun misfires and fires two rounds at a shooting range, they have the shooting range people tattle on them, and then they come and SWAT team their house and put them in jail for 5 years. And it doesn't matter if the court even admits, no, these guns can malfunction and shoot two bullets. Doesn't matter. You're going to jail. Because the number one mission is wreck good people. Get good people in prison. Destroy America. Shut down the power plants. Ship the jobs overseas. Bring in poor, unskilled labor. Drive down the wages. The New World Order wants to break America. And it is. And as things get worse and worse, they tell the police, oh, you got to get even tougher on the public. You got to get even more revenue because everything's collapsing. And so they get even harder with the public and squeeze even more. All by loving New World Order design. Because they've done this in the third world over and over again. The globalists are quite public about what they're doing. So Ares Armor is going to be joining us for 30 minutes via video Skype on the road because they're going to court. So that should be interesting. We'll see how that goes. Then the Green family legally and lawfully was producing medical marijuana, something George Washington did. He produced hemp that has no THC for ship sales and for rope. And then he also produced what they called the toothache weed, because they told you to smoke it when you had a toothache or a stomachache. The apothecaries bought it, and he sold it. Those bills of lathing and payments from before he was the head of the U.S. military, the founder of the army, and then after he retired from being president, it's famous, you know, everything he did, the sales of corn and cotton and tobacco and different types of hemp. And so for what George Washington did that was totally legal, the CPS admitted that, oh, no, you're allowed to grow medical marijuana. You got the licenses and everything. We're going to take your kids, though. And I want to warn everybody that, you know, let's say you're pregnant. You're at a party. Literally, you smell some marijuana. That's enough to give you a positive. They're not going to tell you when you go to the hospital to have your kid or when they test your blood months before that they're going to take them with CPS once they get them there. And then when your kid's all screwed up at age two with sores all over them in some government facility, they're going to put them on antipsychotics and brain damage them. And then when they've sucked all the money out of your daughter or son that you never saw again, they're going to throw them out on the street when they're 18 to be one of these zombies that wanders around talking to themselves. Because they're the loving government. Now, let me continue, though, with everything they lovingly do. The Green family had their children taken, freebabybree.com, because of the fact that they were growing medical marijuana. The CPS said, get this, someone might want to rob you because you have a greenhouse of marijuana. So if I drive a nice car or I live in a nice house, will they take my children? Well, the answer is yes. That's actually who they target. But it isn't robbers coming. It's child molesting potbellies, known as CPS. On average, the highest rate of child molestation, Justice Department's own numbers. I mean, who do you think wants that job? People that like to grab your kid and throw him in a car. They don't do it in white vans anymore. Now, am I saying all of the social workers are bad? No, most of the people that help old people, most of the social workers I've run into that help college students or whatever, actually trying to be nice people. CPS has the highest turnover of any state or federal job, 50-plus percent a year on average, because a lot of good people get into it and find out it's a dirty racket. There are quotas on kids, and we're going to be talking about that with that family coming up in the third hour. Are you next? I can't tell you how many times I've been at Barton Springs or in a restaurant or in a movie theater and heard people talk about how their neighbor or their friend or their brother or the sister or them, how they've lost their child, their newborn child, and their other children if they had in some cases, because they got a positive marijuana. And it's upwards of 20, 30% can be a false positive. No judge, no jury. Your kids are gone. There's no lightening up on marijuana laws, folks. They're going to send the social workers after all the potheads. And George Soros is out there promoting it because he wants you stoned out of your brain. Let me tell you, folks, pot's so strong now. It's in the psychotropic class. People that I know that smoke it are zombies. It literally impairs their function. This is not your grandparents' marijuana. This is not your George Washington's marijuana. Now, that said, I'm for total decriminalization. You can go get high off stuff that's in your chemical aisle. There's stuff, I can get a plant book right now at Barnes & Noble, like I have them, and then go out into the woods of Central Texas, like an apothecary, they call it a witch, 1,000 years ago, and I could pick plants that would get me bombed out of my brain hallucinating. You want me to list them for you? Buckeyes, silver nightshade, black nightshade, mistletoe. Would you like me to continue? By the way, if you take too much of some of that, it'll make your heart explode. So, folks, don't take it. You can go read the old recipes on how to cook it. And let me tell you, when you cook it in the black pot, you're going to want to run around with the witches in a circle with a broom between your legs. Because you're going to be hallucinating full out. I've read about it. Now, the point here is that you're never going to stop. Listen, I've watched Blue Jays growing up go and get ripe China berries. When they're green, they're not alcoholic. But when they turn yellow and soft, they have alcohol in them. And the birds eat them till they get so drunk, they fall over. Where is the government agency to stop the Blue Jays getting drunk? Throw them in jail right now. You know how many animals, you know dolphins eat poisonous pufferfish to get high? The question is, are you going to arrest the dolphin? I think we should, actually. We should have, like, the DEA in scuba tanks in the water. And you know, when they catch a dolphin. Now, there's the headline. Docs reveals dolphins chew, pass around pufferfish to experience high. And see, they're smart. They don't eat the whole thing. It'll kill them. They just chew on it and get a little bit of cyanide. Nothing like a cyanide high, boys and girls. Oh, the world is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, just because I'm for decriminalizing marijuana doesn't mean I like the culture it's creating. If there's some people who can handle it at night like alcohol, it's better than alcohol on average. Doesn't kill your liver. Has a lot of good medical effects. It's a magic plant. It really is one of the most wondrous plants out there, probably the most wondrous. And it certainly does help people that have glaucoma, who can't eat, who are on chemotherapy. I mean, it's got hundreds of uses. My issue is that doesn't mean then I endorse it as a panacea with the whole Denver culture of being so stoned you don't know who you are anymore. And you don't work anymore. And you just, you know, sure, there are a lot of high-strung type A personalities that, you know, 9 o'clock at night, kids are in bed, go in their bedroom, fire up a, you know, marijuana cigarette, take a few hits off of it, and it's... In every study, better than Prozac. In every study, better than Adderall. In every study, they're coming out with the cannabinoids and things in pills for kids that are hyperactive, and it's having wondrous effects. But that's because it's a very low dose, folks. It's a lot better than putting kids on Adderall and Prozac, you know, stuff that'll eat their brain. And I'm not even saying that's good. But I'm digressing. There is a lot of news to cover and get to, but while all this is going on, our culture is converting into a total tyranny. And I want to tell you a story now before I get to this article that's up on Infowars.com. It's the top story on Drudge. Principal who told kids not to speak Spanish will lose job. This is in South Texas. The Hempstead School Board won't review the contract with a principal who instructed her students not to speak Spanish in a rapidly evolving district. Yes, 60%+ of the kids in Texas are Hispanic, and a large percentage of them do not even speak English. Now, I'm going to explain why that's not good. Like many Texas schools are now Hispanic. Again, it goes on to say, half the students, like many Texas schools, are now Hispanic. You mean from Mexico, Mexican colonization. Hempstead Middle School principal Amy Lacey was placed on paid administrative leave in December after reportedly announcing via intercom that students were not to speak Spanish on the school's campus. The Hispanic population of the rural area, roughly 50 miles northeast of Houston, is growing quickly. And Latino advocates say that it's important to allow Spanish in public schools. Let me explain what happens. Once the conversion's made, you can't wear American flags. It's offensive. And that's all over the country, from Texas to California. They're banned as a gang symbol. You cannot have the saluting of the flag anymore. You can't have any of that. It's the Mexican flag. That's come out. You can't have the flag at the local church. You can't have the flag at the local auto parts store or at the post office. It gets pulled down. You've seen that. I've seen the immigration parades in Austin, folks. It's not Hispanic Americans. It's illegals with Mexican flags saying Mexico, 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 Plan of San Diego, Plan of San Diego. I mean, I don't see the Klan marching saying kill all blacks or Hispanics above the age of 16. The Plan of San Diego, I mean, wearing T-shirts saying Plan of San Diego. And I'm like, wow, you're saying you want to kill me? And then they'll have guys that are running it from UT. One of the guys looks just like Pancho Villa. He does the whole same mustache and everything. I run to him repeatedly. He goes, that's right, gringo, and we're going to kill you. I mean, I have video of this stuff. And it's like, we're going to kill you. Mexico, kill, whites, kill, whites, kill, whites, kill, whites, kill, 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 kill. And I'm sitting there watching this unfold, seeing this going. I made national news, the Plan of San Diego, when I showed the people leading it, saying Plan of San Diego, overthrow the U.S. in Texas, kill all whites above the age of 16. Now, the point is that Hispanic Americans, just like all Americans, but are super hardworking, great patriotic people and listeners of this show. It's the issue of Mexico is a collapsed, failed kleptocracy that is literally going into the Stone Age and collapsing. And then we're supposed to, I mean, yeah, the French had Texas, and it's the Six Flags of Texas, folks. The Russians had California. I mean, do you see the Russians showing up saying you stole it? A few Spanish missions in California? A few missions in Texas? I mean, you know, there was a reason the Mexicans didn't colonize Texas, folks. It was because the Comanche would kill them. So the Mexican government called in the Tennesseans that had just wiped out in a war 100,000 Native Americans, which, by the way, they were losing the war for a long time. It isn't like all the Wild West movies where it's all in the 1880s or 1870s, where, you know, they're hunting down some Apaches in Arizona. No, 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 no. I mean 100,000-man armies pouring down out of Illinois, led by freebooting white pirates, you name it, you know, quote, the half-breed, whatever his name was, and you know, that's the quote in the history books, you know, 6 foot and eight, swung battle club, you know, and Sam Houston, death battle. I mean, it was just like people with arrows all sticking out of them, whole cities burned, mass slaughter. There's no movies about that. It's the most fabulous stuff you could ever imagine, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, not in a good way. I mean, beyond Conan the Barbarian stuff, okay? And the Mexicans went, bring those people down here. Have them kill the Indians. And that's what happened. Full-on, absolute slaughter on both sides. Now, more often than not, people ended up intermarrying. That's why most people in Oklahoma or East Texas are Native American. There's almost no one, unless it's the old rich hoity-toity families, that aren't part Native American. I got Native American all over, on every side of my dad's family. All of them. Comanche, just a whole bunch of other groups. Every time I try to remember all the different groups, one of them is the ones that got sent to Florida. And then in one of those moments, what's the one that's the main dominant group in Oklahoma? That's what I can't even tell you. Cherokee, there you go, Cherokee. The whole point is it's all over the place. So it isn't just like the history books told you. But the point is Texas does not belong to Mexico. Let's just get that straight, who conquered it. People from Tennessee and Alabama and Virginia conquered it. And the death toll is in the hundreds of thousands on both sides, okay? So let's just get that straight. And by the way, the French were always, or the British would flip-flop and combine forces, so you'd have British or French armies leading armies of natives. And the natives would come to you. This isn't in the movies. And I'm not demonizing the natives. This is the history. They would come and say, if you do not join us to have war party on the such and suches, we will burn your cities. Okay, we'll help you kill them. I mean, you know, this is why the natives could be beaten, even though they were outnumbered the whites and were just as warlike and vicious as the whites, who were just about the most vicious people ever seen, by the way, historically after that point. I mean, Europeans just constantly were in war, folks. Totally warlike. So the whole point is that this was a giant swashbuckling war. And the language of the world, to talk about what's happening outside Houston, is English. The British Empire conquered the world. In international space communications, you speak English. The Internet's in English. It's not Chinese, even though there's 1,300,000,000 Chinese. It's not Indian, even though there's 1,200,000,000 Indians. It's English, folks. So it is a detriment. Let me tell you, if the world language was Spanish, folks, we would be speaking it. And a lot of people speak Spanish because there was a big empire. A lot of folks speak Portuguese. It was a big empire. There are a lot of people speak Dutch. It was a big empire. But you know how they all communicate with each other? English, English, English. The race pimps want to keep Hispanics on the plantation only speaking Spanish. And literally, as the Mexican government calls them, peons. And you look at the Mexican Congress, they look on average more white than our Congress. I mean, pull up the Mexican Congress. Everybody's about 6 foot five. And, you know, a bunch of them have got blonde hair and blue eyes. Or they're about 6'5", like Vicente Fox, and look like a Spaniard. Those people never bred with the Indians, never touched them, and are just as racist as anybody ever was. In fact, I've got to say about the Mexican ruling class, they've been more elitist than the Anglos that intermarried with the Indians. So there's your fact. I am personally completely sick and tired of all of this crud. Knowing history, it's so frustrating. And the principle is right. That you need to have one language. Imagine going to Mexico and saying, hi, make your school bilingual. They would laugh at you. No one. Imagine going to Germany and saying, you're going to have this. They would laugh at you. Or Austria. Or Switzerland. Only in England, only in the U.S. is this joke, because they want to bring in foreign populations and create them into little subdivisions that are controlled and balkanized to play them off against the domestic population. So there's the rest of the story. That's what's going on. And Hollywood doesn't want to make a movie. Do you know how many grave sites I've gone to? We've got an old family cemetery in East Texas and another one. How many of them say killed by Indians? I mean, you go in these cemeteries, and it's like a third of the gravestones are killed and scalped by Indians, killed by Indians. You'll see a whole family lined up, killed by Indians. People go, oh, they were fighting the evil white man. No, they were killing Indians more than they were killing whites.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, is they're getting rid of the news system and journalism in this country.
It was an inside job.
They got mainstream media to discredit themselves by selling out. Then they lost their viewers. Now they're being basically shut down and turned to cooking shows on CNN and MSNBC and race porn and government worship porn. And now they're phasing out entirely access to press conferences with all the talking head teleprompter baubles like Obozo. And that's in the Examiner. AP photographer hits White House. Once we lose access, we'll never get it back. You already lost access to being a journalist when you started parroting whatever the liar-in-chief said. Well, Obama says you can keep your doctor. Doesn't matter, you're losing him. Reality is whatever Obama says. You guys are very nice, but please don't give me almonds during a three-minute break. Hard to talk once you've been eating almonds. Those are good almonds, by the way. Kind of racist, though. Seattle said ban brown bags. It's racist to say the word brown. And don't say bossy. That hurts women's fault. That makes them feel bad. I mean, I say this stuff, and it sounds like crazy satire. It's real. Don't say bossy, racist, anti-woman. Don't say brown bag. So I make a joke about don't say brown almond. In the latest media charge that the White House has reneged on promises to be transparent, they reneged on promises? No. Two of AP's White House staff told a convention in Denver this week that the president's team of often bars coverage of Obama events because they are hypersensitive about his image. Hypersensitive, yeah. They only put him in pure fiction programs now. See, they don't need you anymore because folks discovered you were a fiction media. So now he's just going directly to fiction and people that suspend disbelief and watch Jimmy Kimmel and watch ESPN. And they sit there and they watch it, and that's what they do. At the Newspaper Association of America Media Exchange Convention in Denver, AP White House photographer Charles Durapack said that instead of telling reporters and photographers at a major news event, like the president's recent meeting with the Dalai Lama, it is issuing virtual press releases on social media. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. Because journalists are supposed to ferret out, is it a lie, or what's the rest of the story, or what did somebody else say about it? But you wouldn't do that. You would just repeat it and become what the system calls repeaters. So why would they need you anymore now that they have the digital age? You were no longer an individual. You no longer gave commentary. You no longer made them bounce their fraud off reality. You no longer reality tested. So you destroyed yourself. And almost all of you are now losing your jobs. As Matt Drudge in 1999 or whatever it was on C-SPAN. By the way, I want to find that press conference he did at the press club and play that, because I remember when he said that and the media laughed at him. I want to find that sometime this week or next week. We'll find it now. Matt Drudge at the National Press Club, and then play that and see who's laughing now. By the way, they're still in denial that they're collapsing now when they've already collapsed. So there you go. I mean, now the media consists of low-grade morons like LeBron James and Justin Bieber running around promoting whatever Obama pushes. I mean, that's what we're reduced to, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.